Hey, call Tim Conway Jr. now. 520-9710.
520-9710.
The Tim Conway Jr. Show on 97.1 SoCal's FM Talk Station.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM. Don't forget, at 10 o'clock tonight, in a matter of about 15 minutes, Malibu Dan will come on as the monkey, and we'll all ask him some pretty simple questions, and he'll give us some pretty odd answers.
Are you serious?
Yes, serious, Dougie. But anyway, it's always a great hour. Sam Simon and Malibu Dan. Dan is the monkey in about 15 minutes. All right, now, starting Wednesday, I'm going to start working out again for the first time since Portola Junior High and Mr. Vineyard's class.
Jesus Christ.
I know. Since ninth grade, I have not worked out. And we're doing this thing with the Shape Fitness, and Randy and Gina both worked out today. Nice to see the two of you.
Thank you.
Yo.
All right. Now, you went today as well?
Uh-huh.
And what happened? What did they make you do for the first time?
We did circuit training, which is a little bit of everything in a really short amount of time. I felt like I was going to throw up twice, and he stopped me once.
From throwing up?
Well, he let me stop, like, exercising.
Right.
Because I was like, oh, I don't feel good. Keep going! And, like, freaking out on me. And then I stopped, and I was like, my chest tickles!
Uh-oh.
And he's like, all right, walk it off, take a break. Mm. But other than that, it was cool. It was
great.
I
don't know if I'm going to respond to that. Were they in fatigues?
Huh?
Were they in fatigues,
no,
yelling at you?
But he is a Navy SEAL.
Oh, he is?
Yeah.
Oh, boy. I don't know if I'm going to respond to somebody yelling at me. I might have to go my own pace there.
He was really nice, though, but I figured out a way to get him to leave me alone because apparently, I think I can say this, when it gets really, really hard, when I can't take it anymore, apparently I start making sex noises.
Really?
So he would back away and drop the weight and say, okay, well, let's move on.
You're making sex noises?
Yeah. Well, he's heard them in bed before. I didn't know there were sex noises.
Wow. Look at you.
Yeah.
You're out in the valley making sex noises?
Yeah.
How do those sound?
Okay, so if I'm lifting, I don't know, if I'm doing like a butterfly thing, and I do not have another one in me. I can't do it. So it'll be like, I'll back away. Like, and then he like stopped and said, okay, let's move on. I said, what did I do? He said, let's move on.
Wait, let's hear that again. All right, this is Gina working out with her sex noises. All right.
It was my battle cry.
Jesus Christ. All right, now, Randy, you haven't worked out in how long?
I haven't worked out since 2005.
All right, and you're a fat guy.
I'm an extremely fat guy, Tim.
You 275?
Actually, you know what? When we did the digital weigh-in there, I'm 267.
Wow. Dropping
I read that scale wrong.
All right. Now, dude, when you worked out today, you haven't worked out in 3 years, right?
About 3 years.
And you thought you were going to pass out?
I was in so much pain because the trainer that I had, what was his name?
Are you still in pain?
Harry, I think.
Yeah. Oh, no, not Harry. But I'm still in pain. I'm so sore all over from doing nothing but they had me do all upper body stuff, like arm stuff, going back and forth.
They yell at you?
Shoulder press and... Yeah, more just the motivation. But this guy was so irritating. But it was motivating. It helped me.
Right.
Because otherwise, I would have given up about 8,000 times.
Right.
But this guy, pretty much nonstop pain and suffering for a half hour. It was great.
All right. I have to go Wednesday. And I'm dreading this more than I am getting, you know, a flu shot or a measles shot. I mean, I can't believe that I'm going to go do this.
I feel like you would probably punch the trainer out eventually.
You're just going to go, Babu, enough with the yelling, please.
Yeah, I'm not into that.
Yeah.
That whole, yelling routine. Because I don't yell at people and I don't like being yelled at.
I need that because otherwise I honestly would just give up.
All right. Well, if somebody has, maybe a tip for me, a guy who hasn't worked out since, I literally haven't worked out since in the 80s. Actually, I'm sorry, the 70s. I have not worked out since the 70s.
Elaine did comment about you today. She was showing me a lot of before and after pictures.
Right.
And she goes, this one's more like Tim. And I think she referred to him as the skinny fat guy. The guy who to the naked eye, looks thin but has no muscle tone.
You know what's also great is after the workout, then Elaine's going to go over like your blueprint with you and how much your body fat and your index is what you need to lose. And Guess what my body fat is, Tim?
100%.
Close.
What?
37.5%.
Wow, is that right? What is your body fat?
Actually, Gina? Mine's not far from that. Mine was like 30%, and it's supposed to be 21.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I think it's a lot higher for chicks, but
yeah, it must be. Right. Oh, and then she was showing our water levels, like how much water we retain, and she had to like restart it a couple times, and I thought something was wrong with her computer, and then she just looks at me and she goes, "Is it your time of the month?"
You on your period? You're on in your period?
I was like, well, I'm in my period. Why should? Oh, thank God, you're retaining water like a whale.
Oh,
thank you, Wayne.
All right. Thank you, guys. Gina and Randy. Oh, I can't stand. I got to do this. David and Glendora, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Hey, how's it going?
Not bad.
Yeah, I'm with you on this one. They have some guy yelling at you at some club. Just get one of those elliptical machines for the home. Go at your own pace.
Right.
First time you get on it, it's a killer. But, you know, after a while, 1 minute turns to two turns to five turns to ten. Next thing you know, you're doing a good half hour. Your arms are up high. Full body workout.
Yeah, but you know what, dude? With my hit, the times that I've worked out in the past, and I guess I've worked out, you know, more recently than the 70s, but not on a regular basis. But when I do, I feel like I'm nauseous. I'm going to throw up. My body hurts for hours afterwards. And if I didn't do it, if I just sat on the couch and watched TV, I'd be fine.
No, that goes away in a couple of days. Plus, you know, you start to drop some weight. Next thing you know, you got six pack showing.
Nah, get out of here. But who am I going to show it to?
Well, come on. You get a tummy tuck or something. You know, get some lipo.
Get out of here, please.
Hey, Timmy.
What?
I'm planning on throwing up on Thursday when I'm going to see him, actually, because I throw up after every like workout when I don't work out for a long time.
Oh, all right. Well, just when you thought that Wachowski or Jerry Gomez's package couldn't be more unattractive, there's another tidbit. Guy throws up every time he works out.
No. After I take a long break from working out and then go and do it.
Rick and Ventura, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Hey, man.
Hey.
Yeah, I just called to ask you if you really want to work out. It kind of sounds like you don't even want to do it.
I don't. I hate it. I hate doing it. I hate the thought of it.
Why are you going to do it then?
Because I don't want to die when my daughter's 10.
Oh, so quit whining and go do it.
I know, but I can't stand it, dude. I hate everything about it. I hate the equipment. I hate the stretching. I just hate everything about it. I hate taking a tour of the gym. When you go, I signed up at 24 Hour Fitness a couple of years ago. And you get there and the guy shows you around. He's like, what's your goals? I'm like, oh, my goals are just to go across the street to that bar over there. But then you go, they show you the gym and there's like people in there who are, strong and they look good and it smells like sweat in there. And it just seems like a whole process for what? You're in a little bit better shape than I am? It seems like a pain in the ass. Let's talk to Lonnie in Studio City on 97.1. How are you?
How you guys doing tonight?
All right.
I just want to add a few points. I have a degree in fitness specialist. And
in what?
Kinesiology.
All right.
And what I'm hearing from you guys is kind of like the horror stories we hear is like you guys get a trainer and they just push you to the max where you hate working out.
Right.
And I can hear it in your voice that you're already anticipating you're going to hate it.
Yeah, so, that's right.
And I would say to you, if you don't want to exercise like with some muscle head guy yelling at you, do something you enjoy doing and just get your heart rate up. You know, go mountain biking or do some boxing, hit it. Anything to get your heart rate up. You don't have to, lift all this weight and get yelled at just to.
Well, I box in the morning and then I go mountain biking in the afternoon. So, I already do both of those.
I would say as long as you're getting your heart rate up 3 to 4 times a week.
Right.
Or 40 minutes a week. I mean, 40 minutes.
Yeah, but can't you get your heart rate up with porno?
Yeah, but how long does that really last for? And is it really as high as you want it to be?
I mean, can't you get, if you see like a really, great chick on the computer and, you hit that stick, isn't that getting it up there pretty good?
But where's the resistance at?
Well, I don't think there is. I think that's the pleasure. That's the beauty of it.
And before you met with your trainer, how old are you, by the way?
How old am I?
Yeah.
31.
Oh, you're only 31?
Right.
Okay, because, you always, at a certain age, you want to check with your doctor and make sure it's okay instead of just jumping in and then waking up in an ambulance.
Yeah, well, that might happen as well. All right, do we thank you for calling. All right, please, these guys with the workouts. All right, I got to do it on Wednesday. And the only reason I'm doing it is because I don't want to, you know, die before my child goes to a, you know, kindergarten. But Malibu Dan is coming in at 10 o'clock, and I can't tell you how much fun everybody has listening to that guy with Sam Simon and Stump the Monkey. It's a great hour. It's every Monday at 10 p.m. Stump the Monkey, right here live on the Tim Conway Jr. Show on 97.1 Free FM.